This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 137, ABC. Always be confident in front of the examiner.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get the 4 things you need to always be confident on the IELTS exam. Hey, Jessica, how's it going out there in Portland?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. I am feeling very confident today. I had a great start to my day. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. And you had a good weekend too, I hope.
Great weekend. My mom came to visit. My mom lives in Las Vegas, so it's a quick flight to Portland, and it was super fun. Like, James and her and I went to the zoo, went shopping. Of course, my mom always has to take James shopping.
That's awesome.
It's a grandma thing. As soon as she landed, she said, "It's your half birthday today, James. Let's go celebrate."
Oh, that's so cute. It must be so much fun to be a grandmother.
I know, she loves it. She's like in her prime. It's great. Very confident grandma she is.
Oh, she's confident, right? She's confident. So what is the key to confidence, right? This is this elusive confidence that we're always searching for, right? And I bet our listeners are searching for a little confidence when it comes to the IELTS test. What do you think?
Of course. And just as a brief side note, that word elusive, that's a great word. This adjective to describe something you're looking for, but you can't quite catch.
Yeah, right? That is a really good word. It's just out of your grasp, right? Yeah. You can't quite grasp it. It's elusive. Yeah.
It's a great word. So confidence is one of those things. We feel like sometimes we got it. Sometimes we're feeling great. And then who knows, 5 minutes later, something will happen. And all of a sudden you're like, I feel terrible again. What happened?
I know. That always happens to me. I hate that. It's almost like when we're not trying to be confident, we can be, right?
Sometimes. Totally. Exactly. So that's why we need to have strategies for stuff like this, you know? Great ideas can also be elusive, right? Like if you say like, okay, I'm going to create the perfect lesson, and you sit down and you like can't think of what to do. But if you just go for a run and stop thinking about it, ideas will like come to you. So like that's my strategy, right? And yours.
Yeah.
That we just kind of go moving. For a run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the little oxygen to the brain and start moving and take the focus slightly off, right? Just a move like a degree to the right or a degree to the left, right?
Yeah. So that's our strategy for, you know, coming up with these amazing ideas that we've come up with. And today we thought we would expand on a theme from a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, we talked about ABT, always be thinking.
I love that one. It's, you know, creating this culture of thinking, right? Always having ideas, always connecting concepts in your mind, because outside of the exam, you're also connecting those ideas.
Exactly. And I mean, Lindsay and I are such huge fans of this idea that, you know, like we tell you guys, like this is, you know, it's not just for IELTS, although it will 100% for sure help you on the IELTS test, but it's also just like for life. It's just a good idea for life. Okay.
Exactly.
So when we were talking about that a few weeks ago, we also touched upon this idea of ABC, and we're going to define that today as always be confident.
Ooh, I love it. So are we talking about the speaking test here, Jessica? Are we talking about the entire exam?
The 4 things I thought of were for speaking and writing. But you know what? The first 2 could be for the whole exam, honestly. That's a good question. So the first, and this is kind of logical, but stay with me here, guys. The first one is smile. Just
oh, I love
smile. We've talked about this in relation to pronunciation before.
Yeah. It really changes our body chemistry, doesn't it? It totally does.
Yeah. And it will for sure help you just sort of stop and center yourself and just give you a little confidence nugget. That sounds weird. A little boost, you know? So
a little burst of confidence.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what part of the exam you're in. But I think it also, more specifically helps on the productive parts, the speaking and writing. If you are starting to feel those little panic fingers, those little tendrils starting to creep up, just stop what you're doing. Right? And just smile. It takes like half a second.
It takes half a second. Have you seen that TED Talk by Amy Cuddy on, you know, how she talks about expanding your taking up more space and expanding your body to feel more confident? That's similar to this idea, I think.
Is that connected to the power pose idea?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I think we've mentioned that. I know you've talked about it on the other show, right?
Yeah, that's right. So that's a great video for you guys to look up. If you go to TED in YouTube, TED Talks in YouTube, and type in Amy Cuddy, you can watch that video. You know, so much of our confidence is based on the physical structure of our body, the way we're holding ourselves and our shoulders.
Exactly. And this is directly connected to the second strategy here. Sit up straight.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's what my mother says. Sit up straight. So, and this helps me a lot, especially if I'm in, a situation where I feel nervous, like a formal interview or, you know, I'm meeting with someone, like if you're on the test talking to an examiner and you have this idea of like, this person in front of you has your future in their hands. Like, how are you going to connect to this person in a confident way? Well, one way is to appear very confident. And for me, I sit up straight. Even just thinking about it now, I just sat up straight and you put your shoulders down and back, and it just makes you like directly face the person on their level, you know?
Yeah, I like that. One thing that they teach us in meditation on how to sit up straight is imagine that your spine is kind of extending upward to the sky and something is kind of pulling you up, like a string is pulling you up. So you have your spine straight. Yeah.
Yeah. My ballet teacher used to say that. She used to, right?
Did you do ballet?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. I was like on point and everything, but then I quit so I could play soccer. So my ballet teacher used to, go around the class, right? And pretend to be holding exactly like you said, a string right above your head, and said, okay, the string is pulling you up. It's pulling you up. And this, like image, this visualization, I think will just, again, just serve to center you and just bring you back inside your body and help you feel like, yeah, I can do this. Like I got this.
Yeah, I agree with that, Jessica. I think that's a really good point. And sometimes it requires that we add a little activity into our daily lives, right? Maybe during the season that we're preparing for IELTS, we might start doing yoga. You know, I know for me, I've shared on this show that I've been doing Bikram yoga lately, and I've been feeling a lot more straight up kind of physically with my spine, just more rooted in my body in the last 3 or 4 weeks because of Bikram yoga. So, you know, I think it's an interesting idea to think about taking up one of these activities during our IELTS study plan, you know?
I think
once a week, twice a week.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea to like link your new dedication to studying, to link that to another positive habit. It's only going to reinforce that you are doing the best for yourself. Right? Yeah, it's only going to reinforce that confidence. That's an awesome idea. Like maybe, you know, just something like going for a walk 3 times a week with a family member, or, you know, just developing this new habit to also increase that confidence. That's a great idea. Oh, we should do a whole other episode on that. Okay.
We could. Like what activities to add into your study plan that are not directly, you know, pen and paper, but there's something to that, because I think it's easier to call up those natural skills if we're doing it on a weekly basis, not just immediately in the exam, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, with all of these skills and strategies, right, you have to practice them before the exam, and feeling confident is no different, right? Mm-hmm. It's another strategy. It's another skill. Mm-hmm. So these last 2 points are more directly related to the scoring on the speaking and writing, okay? So the next tip, the third tip is that this is important to remember, guys. Your opinion is never wrong. All right. IELTS is not grading you on your ideas. They say, and in speaking and writing, the examiner simply wants to see and hear that you have an opinion. Just say, that's it. It doesn't matter if it's the same as the examiner's. You just have to have an opinion. So if you start doubting yourself, that's when you start speaking in generals. You lose that specificity. You lose examples, that vocab, that fluency, that everything decreases. So if you have an idea, if you have an opinion that pops up, go for it. Don't waste your time trying to think of something else. Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, it's like our old paradigms don't apply when it comes to education, right? We're bringing in these old ideas about right and wrong, correct, incorrect from our school days. And it's probably more intense in other parts of the world too, right? Where there's more of a memorization-based education system.
Of course. So on IELTS, it is not like, you know, your seventh grade, whatever, Mandarin teacher. I don't know, whatever you were taking. This is like, your opinion is never wrong. So if you're writing and you want to write an argument essay or an opinion essay, that's fine. Just make the decision and go for it. Don't waste time doubting yourself. It's more important to get out the English than it is to come up with the perfect idea. Okay.
Right. Own your idea, right? Own it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's connected to confidence, right? Just
huge.
You know?
If you're tired of doing IELTS by yourself and you want someone to show you exactly how to get to your target score and every step to follow for your entire study plan, check out our 3 Keys IELTS Success System, where we give you the study plan, the step-by-step strategies, and the professional support that you are looking for. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, watch the video on the homepage, and get into the trial. See you there.
Okay. And the last strategy here is that this is, important to remember, guys, your life is excellent material. Your life, your experience, that is the only resource you have on the IELTS test to come up with strong examples. All right. And this is for informal and formal parts of the exam. Writing task 2, you even in the instructions, you are asked to support your ideas with personal experience. So this is the quickest resource you have. Okay. And again, it's all about having a strategy to be efficient and save time. So most of your time is dedicated to planning, writing, checking the things you have to do. You're not like just sitting there staring off into space trying to come up with ideas. Like, don't worry about it. Okay. We don't grade you all your ideas. Just think of a personal example and just go for it.
And I think that's refreshing, right? I mean, when do we get to do that? To talk about ourselves? We get to talk about our own lives. It should be something that we're excited about to be able to talk about that, right?
That's true.
In school, otherwise, we have to come up with citations and quotations and points of view of all these famous people. We don't have to do that, right? This is actually easier in some ways.
I know, exactly. That was always really frustrating for me when I was doing my master's. Like, but I'm teaching right now and I have the perfect example of what this is talking about, but I can't include it because it's not like from a published journal or whatever.
Right.
I know. Yeah. Oh, so frustrating. Yeah. This is your chance, guys. Like, I feel like you need to go into this exam with this mindset of like, I'm a rock star. My life is awesome. Yeah. I want to share me.
Yeah, no, it's true. And maybe it comes down to having a little quote in our wallet, right? Or in our pocket, if we can, like something written on a piece of paper that is some empowering quote of confidence. Maybe we can, you know, you actually had a blog post last week, Jessica, where you had some great quotes. I liked those quotes, you know, something that makes us feel empowered.
Yeah, check out that blog article, guys. It's four or five quotes, inspirational quotes that I directly linked to different parts of the IELTS exam and your preparation and on test day. Definitely check that out, guys. You could use any one of those. They're all really inspirational.
Yeah. And the other part that really makes sense here is in our course, guys, we offer a speaking success test day plan, which will really help you move into that state of confidence before you move into the speaking test. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. I love this. So, you know, one of the greatest things about our course and the products that we continue, the resources that we continue to create, is that one of our biggest focuses is releasing you from anxiety, like taking you away from that pressure. Cause we know that all the preparation in the world is not going to matter if you freak out on test day. And that's one of like the biggest like worries that students have. Not if like finding the true, false, not given answer. It's like just losing you. I was almost said a bad word. It's just like losing your crap. It's just
losing your mind. Yeah. No, that's right. So, right. As you said, all the strategies in the world just can't help you if you're panicking and you can't breathe, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, having those resources where you're kind of guided through what to do and what to do when those feelings show up and how to make sure that when they do show up, you know what's going on. And you know what to do.
Yeah. So in our course, we have a whole module about the anti-anxiety plan. And that pinpoints exactly where students freak out. So you know, like what to expect and how to deal with it on every module of the test. So yeah.
I love it.
Okay. ABC. Always ABC. Be confident.
It's as easy as ABC, right?
ABC. 1, 2, 3.
love it. The Jackson 5 out here. All right. That was fun. Thanks for bringing that in, Jessica. I like that. We're going to circle back to this topic again because this is important, guys. We're human beings and we're going after our dreams, trying to achieve our dreams in life. And the issue of confidence is going to come up. But if you're prepared with some clear, solid strategies and if you've looked at anxiety from a few different angles before going in, you will be ready.
Exactly.
So, it's ABC.
The more, you know, the more solid preparation you have, the more confident you'll be, right? And these are just four more strategies to help you guys just excel and be the best you that you can be on test day.
I love it. Awesome. Great topic, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you tomorrow.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.